The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
So you're telling me tomorrow we're going to have Kehlani tickets every single hour, Jess?
Yep, I am, because it's a free ticket Friday tomorrow. And, you know, she announced her tour. Mm-hmm. Her last tour date is, of course, here in the Bay Area. So we're going to have your tickets tomorrow. You just have to listen for those keywords.
And that's going to start at 6:30 in the morning. 6:30. Got it. All right, everyone. It's the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
First talk back of the day. Here we go.
Hey, guys. It's Angie. I just wanted to shout out the kids, Goat Boy and Ruby. I just wanted to tell them how proud I am of them. Today is the last day of school, last day of fourth grade for Ruby, and last day of eighth grade for Emiliano. He's going into high school. Ugh. So happy graduation. I love you both, and let's get it. Bye.
Go, wow. Boy!
I love how she said go, boy, one time on a talkback, and we've renamed him Goat Boy.
How does Goat Boy feel about being called Goat Boy?
I'm sure he loves it. It's a phenomenal nickname.
Yeah,
Goat,
great.
Greatest of all time. Boy. And man, they grow up so fast. Emiliano, I remember when I was changing his diapers just like a couple years ago when he was in the seventh grade.
That's
and now,
weird.
Yeah.
That now is he's actually very creepy.
He's going into high school. So, yeah, what, congrats, what? You guys, on the last day of school.
Who gives a fart?
Back to the rain. What the hell?
Jess, I should have gone back and pulled yesterday's.
Why does Jess even look shocked?
I should have pulled yesterday's bit of the forecast that Jess gave us, because she was like, well, you know, some sprinkles.
Scattered showers, maybe.
Maybe some light rain.
There was no rain yesterday.
There was rain at night.
It rained solid yesterday afternoon, and my kids' game almost got rained out. There was a ton of rain before the game, and luckily it cleared up and they let everyone play on kind of a muddy and wet field, and whatever, the game did not get rained out. And then my drive this morning, I mean, one, I got woken up in the middle of the night last night because it was pouring so loudly, and then it rained steady my entire drive in this morning from Napa all the way to the city.
Dude,
hard rain the entire way.
What
kind of sprinkle do you describe that as, Jess?
Well, that yesterday was yesterday's forecast.
Uh-huh. Well, yeah, for me, yesterday's forecast wasn't even accurate because we got no rain.
Well, the microclimates.
Climates, you call them.
The microclimates, you guys.
Climates were
climating. So you're just catering to, like, just some microclimates?
It's so bad.
Yeah, how do you
like,
pick and choose?
It's like I have to kind of, like, look at all of them and do a mush weather report that will be accurate in some cities.
Okay, got it.
Well, we had rain and thunder and pretty hard rain for a little bit there yesterday afternoon. So that part, I guess, was accurate. Just mm-hmm. So there was going to be some North Bay. I mean, it sounded like light rain. Mm-hmm. And then, yeah. But what was the overnight? And then all night, and then all this morning rain that's happening.
Yeah, I did not include the this morning rain. There's just no time. You guys, four goes so fast.
No, because, okay. You know, it'd be like, get your umbrellas out for tomorrow.
Yeah.
Make sure
you're
ready.
I'm actually going to say get your umbrellas out once we do four today. So
four tomorrow?
For today.
Just for this morning.
Okay. Because four is like the four things you need to know for today.
I've heard
but
of it.
But today, guys, you're preparing for the next day. Like, I would have liked to know.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Wet from my butt.
Wet from my butt.
Hey, don't forget, coming up 6:40, we got tickets for Major Lazer.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV Show. Happy Thursday. It is 6:30 in the morning here in Pensacola, Florida. The sunrise was absolutely gorgeous this morning, although it is very, very humid and already hot. So not looking forward to that today. Hopefully you guys have better weather out where you are. But just want to say I love you guys lots. I hope you have a beautiful day. Bye.
Bye.
Yes, JV Show number one in Pensacola, woo-hoo! Florida. Appreciate you, Kat. What would you guys rather have? This morning's weather, rainy and a mess on the roads, or would you rather have super humid and hot like she's about to have?
Humid and hot.
Yeah,
I guess.
Same. Yeah.
Oh, no, I'll take this rain, I guess.
I mean, I'm going to be inside anyway, so it doesn't matter.
That's a good point.
But at least I'd rather not drive in rain.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah.
My tires are a little bald.
Yeah, this morning was so scary. Yeah. It was slipping and sliding all over the place.
Whoa.
All right, guys, it's time for...
Four! The four things you need a heads up on to start your day.
See... I screwed up already. So, the Los Gatos party mom, the one who's been in jail since 2021 for throwing alcohol-fueled sex parties for teens.
She sounds fun.
She should learn her fate today. So sentencing has taken all week so far because victims are giving statements, but the judge is expected to deliver her sentence today. She's facing more than 30 years in prison.
Whoa, party's over for that, Mom.
Yep.
Little party mom joke. All right, get your brooms out. Not the good way, though, because the Giants just got swept again by the Arizona Diamondbacks. Giants lost their third straight game to the D-Bags yesterday at Oracle Park, 3-2. This, of course, comes on the heels of the Giants being swept by them in a three-game series just last week. Team is now 22-34 on the season, 14 games back of the Dodgers, and I think it's time to start exploring trading anyone who can fetch some young prospects in return. Oh, the season's
wow.
over.
Wow, not good. Heavy downpours on this Thursday morning. Grab your umbrellas, you guys, before leaving the house today. By the afternoon, showers will be more scattered. Highs will be in the upper 60s. A little bit of rain will continue through tomorrow morning, but not as much as today.
Hey, Virgo bestie!
Hey!
Your day today is going to be a 6. Your friend just landed something huge, and instead of pure joy, you're sitting with this why not me feeling. And that's okay. It's human. The contrast between their win and your current stuck place is actually a mirror, not a verdict. So get curious instead of competitive. Let their success light a fire under a dream you've been ignoring.
Okay.
Virgo bestie. Good advice.
Yeah,
coming up next on the JV show after Olivia Dean, something new that Gen Z is doing. Normally, most of the things they do annoy us.
Mm-hmm. I think this one will too.
Really? Oh. I don't know. I'm actually not too mad at this one.
The JV show on Wild 94.9.
It's Wild 94.9, the Bay's number one hit music station. The JV show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
Don't forget Major Lazer ticket 6:40. We are 20 mm-hmm. minutes away.
But right now, though, I want your opinion on this new thing that Gen Z is thinking about doing, or some might already be doing it, and that is taking adult gap years. So, you know, there's a lot of people that when they're in school, in college, they'll take a gap year, they'll, you know, travel or explore their options and then go back to school a year later. Sometimes they don't, sometimes they do. Right. This is taking a gap year from work and deciding, you know what, instead of grinding through the burnout, I'm going to take a year, I'm going to travel, I'm going to learn some new skills, give myself a little bit of a break, and then I'll be back later in the into the workforce.
I love that. How can I take one?
I mean,
you can take one whenever.
Who doesn't love the idea of taking a year off of work? But also, spoiler alert, who can do that?
I know.
Yeah, they did say that you have to, like, save for forever to make sure mm-hmm. you can afford to take a gap year. That's first and foremost. I think a lot yeah. of them will, like, go back home. You know, live with mommy and daddy, mm-hmm. so they don't really have to worry about much.
Bills, about all of that.
Yeah.
But I couldn't imagine going to my parents and being like, I need to move back home because, like, I'm just feeling a little stressed out. I think I'm, like, going to go travel a bunch. And, like, I don't want to pay rent during that time. So, like, I'm moving back in with you guys. But, like, I'm going to be, like, traveling, like, exploring, like, finding myself. My parents would be like, get back to work!
But don't you think about it sometimes, though? Like, sometimes I'm like, dang, I still have over 30 years.
Yeah, it's like you're going to be working the rest of your life. Dang, can I have right. burnout is real. It's like, dang, can I have just a little bit of time to not work, to actually enjoy my life?
Yeah. Like, who set this up?
I mean,
why?
I totally,
the trap.
Totally understand that sentiment. And I think we have skewed so far away from actually having work-life balance. And mm-hmm. even people that think they have work-life balance, there is a better way. It yeah. could be, this whole system is rigged against us. And there is a better way. But
so if you could afford to take a year, wouldn't you?
Of course. Mm-hmm. If I could afford to take a year and not work for a year, then I'm doing pretty damn good in my life. And the burnout was worth it because now yeah. I'm stacked up enough where I don't have to work for an entire year. In my mind, like, strive towards better work-life balance. Take those vacations. Take the days off where you can. Do stuff for yourself. But taking an entire year off, it sounds like entitled BS to me.
But a whole year could be so transformative in your life.
Of course! I want a year off work. We all do. Get back to work!
I'm not mad at it. If you can do it, yeah. do it.
And a lot of millennials,
I'm not even judging if you go back. Like, I'm judging it past a certain age, going back home to mommy and daddy. But, like, you know, if you're young enough to still pull that off, yeah. go do it.
I mean, and if your parents are okay with it, why not, you know?
I mean, I would give my kids this advice. I will give my kids this advice that, yes, right after college, before you, you know, get into a relationship or start having kids and get into a serious career, use that time, get a job where you can save some money up and then leave that job and go travel, see the world, do all those things. There is a time and a place for that, and I encourage it. But if they, again, I'd be slightly irked. Like, I think I'm going to take an entire year. Like, what? A whole year?
Yeah, nice. I think as nice as that sounds, I would get even more anxious trying to return to the workforce after that year's over.
I know. I wouldn't know how. Yeah. I wouldn't know how to function. All I know is freedom and fun.
Right.
Travel. And
that's all I'd want to do from now on.
I know. If we talk, yeah. It's hard enough going back to work after a 3-day weekend.
I know. Imagine
seriously.
A year off, and then you got to start interviewing and stuff like that. Dang. Oh, no, thank you.
But a lot of millennials say that they wish that they'd done something like this sooner.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to wake up one day and think, dang, all I've been doing for the past 50
years life
is working.
But again, I feel like you'll have that feeling when you settle down and have kids and stuff. You can't just pick up and go then, you know, and travel and see the world. I'm like, see you guys. I'm going to go take a year. You guys, you know, hope you can take yourselves to school and stuff
but
like
even,
that.
Even then,
there's a time when in your life when you can do it. I encourage you to take advantage of that.
But
time.
Even then, like, I have kids, if I could afford it, I mean, and if I wasn't locked into this contract, I mean, a year sounds amazing. Right. I don't have to travel the world, but a year to just, like, to just not be on edge all the time about work and have this anxiety and to really just rest and actually breathe and enjoy time with my kids, like, I would take that.
You'd be doom scrolling.
But I would maybe a little bit more before bed so I can stay up later. But I mean, who wouldn't want that? I mean, with kids, I think it's more important than ever.
Yeah, because they grow up so fast. And then in a blink of an eye, they're like out of your house and you wish you could have spent more time with them.
I'm not mad at it. If you can do it, do it. But I mean, who can afford it in this economy?
That's what I mean. It sounds like entitled BS.
I'm gonna start saving now, you guys.
Right.
Adult gap year. I'll take it in 20 years.
For adult gap years.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
So a couple of videos that went viral this week. I want to play some clips. I want to know what you guys would do in these situations. Okay. This first clip here is from a Domino's. I'm not really sure what city or state this is in, but it's at a Domino's, and some customers are recording some other customers getting into it with the woman who is behind the register because they said their pizza was nasty and they want a refund. Only problem is, I think they ate the pizza.
Oh. No, you're really not.
Then take your food and have
one. You're really not. You could really just refund me.
I'm not, though.
You could really refund me because all the food was dry and nasty.
I'm trying to offer you a credit.
But we don't live over here. We live an hour and a half from here.
You got to give back the product for me to give you a refund.
But that's something you should have said over the phone.
I misunderstood you and we already
so how is that my fault?
No one says your fault, but you've got to do it, though.
You were just so unprofessional, really.
And you still are.
They took the pizza, they drove off with it, and then they later come back without the pizza and they want a refund. Nope. And the woman is offering credit. Like, I can credit you, but I can't give you your money back. I would need the pizza back, but I think you guys ate it because where is it?
Yeah.
But I like how they're like, you're being so unprofessional. It sounded like she's being pretty professional to me.
I know. That's what I thought.
Offering a solution.
Right. Yeah. Some credit that you can use for another pizza.
Yeah.
Are you guys giving her the refund?
Nope.
If I work at a big chain, I'd give her the credit. I'd offer exactly what they're doing. You weren't satisfied with your thing. Here's a credit, you know. If I worked at a smaller, like non-chain,
like a mom and pop
restaurant, I'm going to fight that one for a while.
Yeah.
I would think if it was getting to this level of people like getting that heated and upset, I'm probably just going to give you the refund. Just go away.
All right.
Because it's not my money anyways. Why am I over here like fighting for it?
Pass it to the manager. I'd be like, okay, I'm not the one you want to talk to.
They were like, what's the phone number to corporate? She was like, I don't know.
Yeah.
What the heck? Like,
1-800-DOMINOS?
I don't know.
Look that up.
So you guys are doing credit for the pizza, but no refund.
Correct.
Right.
Okay. I would just give her the refund just to get her out of there. So I can move on with my night.
No, because you already enjoyed the pizza and now you want a refund. Like, if she would have brought the pizza back, I'll understand that.
If she would have brought the pizza back, it wouldn't have been an issue. Yep. But for me, it's like, I don't own Domino's. You know, just if this is going to make the situation go away, like, it's not like it's my money. You know, I don't see protecting it
Well, that's what I was saying. Large chain.
No,
what am
right.
I fighting for corporate America to make more profit? Nah, I don't really care.
That's why I would just give her the credit. I mean, the refund.
Local restaurant. Although you don't want to get review bombed as a local restaurant. And this is the type of person that would leave a very negative review and say how awful you were, despite that it sounded like you're being pretty professional. They would leave some super bad review about you and you'd probably get fired. So.
And they didn't want credit because they didn't live in that area. I mean, couldn't you have used that at any Domino's?
I'm assuming it would apply anywhere. How many bites on a returned pizza for you? Let's just say you owned the pizza place for them to return it, saying that this is bad pizza. Like, how many bites can be missing or how many slices could be missing?
Max two.
Two slices?
Yeah.
That means you still ate one and were like, this is nasty. I'm going to have another one.
Because multiple people could have reached in and pulled a slice.
Fine, but I only want one bite off of those slices gone.
That's all it takes for you to know the food is nasty.
Max one bite. Yeah, yes. I think you have to have more than 50% of the pizza in my mind.
Really? 75 minimum.
All right, 75% of the 85. Pizza must come back
90%.
Untouched.
90%.
90%, I'm good with that.
That's a lot. You know pizza, when you open that box, everyone's reaching in there pulling out a slice.
Yeah, but if it's gross, they probably would have put it back in the box. And I want what they spit out.
It's got to be. How bad does pizza have to be for you not to eat it? I mean,
right? I've gotten some dry pizza. I get bird pizza like every week and I still go back to the place.
Exactly.
That one's delicious. That's why.
No, I don't want it burnt, but I still go back.
We all will power
and
through
I eat
like,
it all.
The worst slice ever. Yeah. You'll get to the point where you're like, I can't even bite through this crust, but whatever, I'll eat right up to it. You know what I mean?
That's what
and
I
the
mean.
The crust is like rubber.
People are
you'll
being
still
so
do
greedy.
It. Yeah.
All right, next video that went viral this week. I'm not sure where this took place, but a woman named Ariel Smith, she posted this doorbell video online, and it just took off because it featured a neighborhood boy coming up to their door because he smelled them grilling outside, and he just wants a plate. He's hungry.
I ain't trying to be rude, though, but he's still grilling.
Nah, we done now.
Oh, did y'all just finish today?
Yeah.
Y'all have some leftovers?
Nah, we ain't here. What's your name, man?
I'm trying to get some food.
Would you guys give him a plate?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's probably like 11, 12 years old if I had to guess. I would have given him a plate as well.
I respect the audacity.
Right.
Come right up and just ask
Plus,
for...
he's a kid.
He's a kid.
He's a kid. How can you turn him away? You know what these people did?
Uh-oh.
What?
Do you like Cheeto Puffs?
Yeah.
Do you like Cheetos? Okay. There you go, bud.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a good day, okay?
Okay.
I got you next time,
right? We don't have any food for you, but here's some Cheetos.
That's
and sent him on his way.
Okay, that's a nice little compromise, right?
Now, a lot of people, now they said they didn't give him a plate of what they were making because they said it was stuff he probably wouldn't like plant-based sausage and salmon, and they had chicken.
Uh-huh.
I was like, what kid doesn't like chicken? Give him some dang chicken. A lot of people in the comments were like, this is actually really sad to turn away a kid. Like, even if it meant me taking a, because I didn't buy extras for, you know, more people. But
right.
A lot of people were like, even if it meant taking, you know, a little off my plate and I'm not getting as much to feed a hungry neighborhood kid that literally came to my door asking for food. I'm not going to turn him away with a bag of Cheetos.
It's like a stray cat, though. You feed it once and next thing you know, you're feeding it every single day. Like, you know how expensive groceries are right now. I can't afford to feed an extra mouth in my household every single day. No, I mean, like, if it's your dinner and you're about to sit down, I'm not mad at these people for not doing that. They sent him with some snacks. I feel like it's a decent compromise.
But you could have been
compromise.
Like, we don't have much, but you can have, like, we have a piece of chicken or, like, something.
Yeah.
Right.
Do you think that there's something to just being like, hey, let's save our butts over here, give them something that's packaged up versus the kid going home and being like, look, they gave me a plate of food, and then the parents being...
There might also be something to that.
Your
also,
kid gets food poisoning
or something,
yeah.
And they sue you, and then you lose your house and your barbecue.
Yeah.
Also, update to the story: they actually did invite the kid back yesterday. They asked his mom, and he came over, and they had a pizza party like outside in the front of the house.
Nice.
I love that.
Is it some of that Domino's pizza that's all dry?
Yeah, it was really dry and nasty.
Yeah, but it seemed like it was left over for like about a week that somebody returned with some bites out of it.
Trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the
Bay. Okay, let's talk Summer House. specifically why Kyle and Amanda have not filed for divorce yet. Like, we know divorces can take forever, right? Mm-hmm. But Kyle and Amanda, they haven't even filed yet, despite the fact that they've announced a separation, you know, a long time ago. It has been months. And the fact that Amanda has already moved on and is, you know, dating West. Now, Graham, I know you said you haven't watched any of the reunion yet, but Amanda was...
Part one of the reunion was this week.
Yes.
On Tuesday.
She was asked about the divorce, where are they at with things, and all she said was, I've attained counsel and my attorney reached out to Kyle, but we haven't gotten anywhere since then.
They're going to have a very sticky divorce because while they were together, he started a business, hard tea company called Loverboy, and she was an integral part of that business and worked for him, but also they were married, you know, they were married, and she put in a lot of work. It's going to be tough to unravel all that. How much is her stake in this company worth if it's not totally laid out on paper? Plus, she's going to say, I did all this other work for the company that was probably not, you know, laid out in some agreement or whatever. Their thing is going to be a mess.
Okay, that explains things. Because a source was, like, adding on to this, saying that they're still sorting out their finances.
Their finances are going to be, again, so very tricky to unravel.
Have you tried the drink?
I have not, and I don't know that.
Where do they
have a lot of distribution out here. I don't know if it's more on the East Coast or not, but if you've ever watched the show, they are constantly holding cans of it in each and every season, and
that's
they
annoying.
Serve it at all the house parties and stuff, just cases and cases of this stuff.
Kyle also said that he wants Amanda to initiate divorce proceedings so that she won't look like the villain.
Huh?
Maybe this report meant so he won't look like the villain. Because wouldn't that make her look like the villain?
Yeah, maybe it's he wants
to. I know, that part was really, really confusing to me. Wait, why haven't you watched any reunion, Graham?
Because that's what happens in my house on Friday night.
That's right. Okay.
And how many parts to the reunion are there if this was part one?
There's three.
There's going to be three. Usually there are just two, but this one, given the nature of all the stuff that needs to be unpacked,
the scandal,
a three-parter.
Scamanda.
Oh, this is going to be great.
Yep. Another iconic Adam Sandler look, L-E-W-K. So yesterday we talked a little bit about the new Netflix movie, Office Romance. Told you how J-Lo is in it and she's supposedly dating one of the co-stars. Well, Adam Sandler's wife is also in this film. And so they showed up to the premiere in L.A. earlier this week. And people cannot get over his outfit. Now, it is very Adam Sandler. It's exactly what you would expect from Adam Sandler. He is dressed in head-to-toe Knicks gear. And this is on a Hollywood carpet with his wife, who is dressed up to the nines. And he is in sweats.
Yes, she's in like a sequiny gown type thing.
When he turns his head, you can see he even has like hat hair in the back of his head.
He's wearing blue sweats and an orange, bright orange
hoodie.
I love it.
It's very on brand for Adam Sandler.
It's so funny to me.
I feel like the only two people that can do this without getting too much backlash are him and Bieber.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And even Bieber gets a little bit of backlash.
He did, I mean, in the beginning.
And so is Adam Sandler here, because people are like, oh my God, can you believe what he wore to that? You know, but it's just like, that's who they are.
At this point,
we just accept them for that.
Stay true to who you are, I guess. All right, Grammy. And by the way, that's in our Instagram story if you want to check out his outfit. Graham, what do you have?
All right, the level of fraud happening on these prediction market sites is getting out of control. We talked a couple weeks ago about a guy that was busted for placing wagers on the weather, and then he was manipulating temperature readings from an official thermometer at the Paris airport by blasting it with a hairdryer so that he would win his bets. Well, now listen to this. One guy just won over $1 million on Polymarket by placing a wager that singer David was going to be Google's most searched person in 2025. The odds incredibly long on Polymarket. The odds of David being that being the most searched person were at near 0% when he placed that wager, hence the very large payout he got. Well, it makes it a lot easier to place that wager when you're a Google engineer like this guy and you have access to the data to see who everyone is searching on Google. So he had a little bit of insider knowledge, which is a big no-no, but something they're having a very difficult time regulating on these sites. He was arrested and is facing charges of commodities fraud, wire fraud, and money laundering. I'm frankly shocked that these sites are still allowed to legally operate, given story after story and incident of insider trading that we see all the time, yet is very rarely prosecuted. And I guess I shouldn't be shocked, because the president and his sons have made hundreds of millions of dollars on these sites, and they actually sit on the board of a Polymarket at a couple of these sites. So now I understand why they're allowed to operate. Yes.
SMH.
But the amount of times that right before the president makes some announcement on the strait, you know, opening or remaining closed in Iran, and then people placing wagers on the price of oil and things like that, when hundreds of millions of dollars is suddenly transacted on there right before an announcement comes out.
Yeah, it's a little sus.
It's just a little.
Just a little bit. Yeah.
Doesn't pass the smell test. I'm hoping that, like this Google engineer, people are held accountable for this because it is insider trading and it's against the law.
How do we get into that?
I know.
Just asking for a friend.
Well, you have to look on there and then have some sort of insider knowledge on something. But it's the same thing. Like, we used to see it when somebody would place a wager on there being a streaker at the Super Bowl. Now, that was an actual bet, not a prediction market thing, but I'm sure that is also something that's available now on these Polymarket and these other sites.
Now I got to do it and say yes and then
and then you jump on the field and streak and then you collect your winnings. This is essentially the same thing, but it's happening on a much, much grander scale with global and geopolitical events where hundreds of millions of dollars are transacted very suspiciously at the last second, right before a major event.
You, Graham, coming up next on the JV Show. It's our What the Bleep game where you can win a JV Show chug mug.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
It's Wild 94.9, the Bay's number one hit music station, the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess. Happy Thursday. Thanks so much for hanging out with us. Let's kick off our What the Bleep game. It's where you can win a chug mug. You just have to be the first person to get today's bleeped out word correctly. As always, when you think you know what that word is, leave your guess on the talkback mic on the iHeartRadio app. And then the first person who gets it right is today's winner. Are you guys ready for today's clip?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I like a thick, but you got to take your time with it. You know.
Oh.
But the thick ones are nice.
Yeah, they are.
Can there be such a thing as too thick?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I was thinking.
There's that one woman that divorced that one NFL player.
Oh, yeah.
What are you guys talking about?
I don't know. Soda cans.
Think
about what that bleeped out word could be. Like Selena said, it is a family show, unfortunately. So your guess has got to be something PG. Do leave us your name and your city along with your guess on that talkback mic. So we want to shout you out if you've gotten it correct. But only the first correct answer of the morning is the person that will win a JV show.
And hopefully it's you.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Don't forget, tomorrow is a free ticket Friday with Kehlani tickets every single hour. And that starts 6:30. Tomorrow morning. Mm-hmm. Right now, though, we are playing What the Bleep, where you can win a JV Show chug mug. You just have to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. As always, when you think you know what that word is, leave your guess on the talkback mic on the iHeartRadio app. Here's today's clip in case you missed it.
I like a thick, but you got to take your time with it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all. Just some time.
Nice and slow.
Nice and slow. Yeah. Good pace.
Lucky them.
All right, remember, this is a family show, you sicko. So that word is something clean. Let's go to your guesses.
Hello, my name is Hugo from Antioch, and I believe the bleeped out word is milkshake. A thick milkshake. Thank you.
Ooh, a thick milkshake.
A milkshake brings all the boys to the yard. Mm-hmm. Sometimes the milkshake is too thick, though.
Yeah.
I order the thing. I want to drink it immediately. I don't want to wait 30 minutes for it to thaw out a little bit.
Famesies.
What's up, JV Show? Vince and Olivia from Dublin. We're going to guess today's bleeped out word is steak. All right, have a great day.
Ooh, a thick steak.
Big old thick, juicy steak. How thick do you like your meat, Jess?
Somewhere in the middle. Not too thick, not too thin. You want to be able to chew it, right?
I'm here for a thick one.
Do you like it? Selena, you like your meat really well done and kind of dried out. You like it when it's like it's an inch and a half thick slab of meat on your plate?
Yep.
Or do you like something a little more manageable?
I can manage it all.
Wow. You like the big steak. steak and milkshake, the two guesses we played so far and away the two most popular guesses this morning. It's not those.
Good morning, JV Show. It's Lori and Morgan Hill, and my guess is going to be hamburger. Have a great day. Bye.
That's hamburger.
A great guess.
Another very popular guess. Are you guys thick burger people, or are you like me who have gone over to the other side and I like the smash burgers? I like that thinner patty.
I can do either one.
Sometimes if it's too thick, though, it falls apart in like 5 seconds, and I don't like that.
But sometimes it can be too thin, and you're like, that was like nothing.
Yeah, but then you could have an additional, like I had a double smash burger the other day, and it was probably equivalent to eating one big, thicker, juicier burger. But something about it was just better. I don't know. I'm all about the smash burger. Okay, smash my meat.
Great.
I want my meat smushed and like thin, just smushed out and thin, okay. And just like you've stomped on it.
All right, Graham, we get
it. A pair of heels.
Oh, great guesses so far. Not the correct word just yet. So if you think you know what that bleeped out word is, go ahead and leave it now on the talkback mic on the iHeartRadio app. We're gonna play more of your talkbacks. Coming up,
the JV Show on Wild 94.9.
This is What the Bleep, where you can win a JV Show chug mug, but you got to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. As always, when you think you know what that bleeped out word is, leave your guess on the talkback mic on the iHeartRadio app. Here is today's clip in case you missed it.
I like a thick, but you got to take your time with it.
Just remember, this is a family show, you sickos. So clean guesses only. Let's go to your talkbacks.
Good morning, JV Show. HG from San Jose. I think the bleep that word is pancake.
Pancake.
Incorrect, Selena.
Yes.
Your thoughts on a big, thick pancake?
I like them thick, but I'm not too thick. But I'm also okay with like thinner ones, but not too thin.
Thinner.
Pancakes like... I have had some really good thin pancakes, too. I was just about to say, like, they're the thicker, maybe the better. No, I've had some really good thin ones. I think it doesn't matter. I think the key takeaway with pancakes is, man, they start out all exciting, and then by you're halfway through that big stack at IHOP, and you're just like, why did I ever order these?
But thick and fluffy, I think, is the better way.
But there is such a thing as too thick.
I like long and thin blows in the wind. I like a little some flappers.
Okay.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Victoria from Hayward. My guess for the bleeped out word is eyeliner.
A lot of people guessing mascara or eyeliner this morning.
I like that. Yeah, sometimes you have to take your time with that,
Hello, I'm Sebastian from San Francisco. I'm going to say the bleeped out word is burrito. Burrito. Thank you. Have a great day.
Epic burrito.
Good guess.
You guys like thick or thin?
In the middle.
Thin?
The middle. There is such a thing as too thick because it just falls apart.
No, I don't mind that. I want to have to hold the thing with two hands.
Yeah, I'm with you.
The tortilla is just hanging on for dear life.
Good morning, guys. This is Matt from Morgan Hill, and my guess for the bleeped out word is smoothie. Thanks. You guys have a great day.
There it is. All right, people, listen up. Here's today's clip, Unbleeped.
I like a thick smoothie, but you got to take your time with it. Yeah. You can't get it, like, on the go thinking that you're going to finish it, like, within the next 30 minutes or so. You need to set out some time for that.
To thin
actually
out
finish
out
the smoothie because it takes so long.
It's like a whole meal.
Yeah.
In a cup. I got a brain freeze the other day for the first time in I don't know how long from the first sip of a smoothie.
What is wrong
with
you?
And it wrecked. It damn near dropped me to the ground. I felt like I had been shot by a lightning bolt in between my brain like lobes. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I was like, where did that come from? I know, like, it was literally the first sip. How does your body know?
It was too cold.
Yeah, but like, why did my brain freeze?
Too much.
Instantly. I don't know. It made no sense. All right, let's give some shout outs, shall we? Smoothie was the correct answer. And you heard the very first correct answer this morning came from our buddy Matt in Morgan Hill. What's up, Matt? What's up? Enjoy your brand new JV Show chug mug. You could put a smoothie in your chug mug if you wanted.
Yes.
You could chug pretty much anything out of there that you want. Jackson in San Francisco came with the correct answer as well. Not as fast as Matt. Same with Christina in San Francisco. Jenna in South City. What's up, Jenna? What's up? Happy Baby Friday to you. Mary in Stockton came with the correct answer. So did Anais in Castro Valley.
Yep.
Anybody else I'm missing there with a last minute smoothie guess?
No.
Jess? A couple of the other popular guesses this morning. I'm just going to go through them quick and you ladies tell me if you like them thick or you'd rather have them a little thinner.
Okay.
Sauce was a popular guess this morning. You like a thick sauce?
Yeah, why not?
Thick, yeah.
All right, damn sauce, you hella thick. A mustache and beard, popular guesses? You want a
myself thick or my man?
Both.
Myself, no.
Yeah. What, like
the thinner, the better.
Thin and wispy for your guys' mustaches?
Yeah.
The men, though, you want a thick one?
Yeah. I do.
Jess's man's got a thick beard.
I don't know. My man, I've never seen him with a beard.
Has he ever thought about growing one out?
I don't think so.
Do you think it would grow in thick and manly?
I don't know.
Like thicker than yours?
Yeah.
No, not thinner than what I got going on. I mean, thicker. You know what I mean.
Yeah. Accent was another guest that came through this morning. You guys like a thick accent.
Oh, yes. A thick, sexy accent.
Depends.
How many of them are sexy, though? Some. There are some.
It depends where. Yeah.
A thick book.
Oh. I thought you were going to say bush. A thick book, yeah.
Thick
sure.
book, yeah. If it's good.
Yep.
If
yeah.
it's terrible, get sure. it over with. A thick crust, like thick crust on pizza.
Oh, yes. I love the crust.
Yeah, I like a thicker crust. I don't like eating my pizza off a cracker. If it's crispy and crumbly, no thank you. A thick sandwich.
Yep.
Yeah that's not? A no-brainer. Thick cake.
Yep.
Somewhere in the middle.
And thick sausage.
Yes.
Yeah, why not?
Yes. Give me the meat.
Hey, really quick before we move on, Jess, are you going to be out today?
Yes, at Carrington College. So if you didn't win a chug mug right now during What the Bleep, it's going to be so easy. You literally just show up. I'm going to have them there for you, and I'm just going to be handing them out
you
to everybody.
Give them away. Like
yeah.
people can just walk up and get a chug
yep,
mug.
It's
it seems
as easy
too
as
easy.
That. You don't even have to talk
they
to me
they
if
don't
you
don't
need want
a code
to.
Word. They got to come up and say, like, smoothie.
Yeah.
Smoothie. Oh.
Thick sausage.
Oh. Yeah, 4 to 6 p.m. today, though. Carrington College, San Leandro. I'll see you guys there.
Nice.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
How do you get drunk and not sleep? Like, all I want to do is sleep.
Yeah.
You know?
People always say that. You should quit drinking. You're going to sleep so much better. What are you talking about? Sleep like a baby.
I know.
Go out drinking. Are you kidding me?
Magic Matt in the mix right there. Thank you, Matthew. It's Wild 94.9. We are the JV Show. Still commercial free, by the way. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
And to the phones. Good morning, Michelle.
Hi.
Hi, Michelle. Now, Jess and I both predicted that you are going to be winning the game.
Yep.
Do not let us down.
Yep, me too.
Graham,
me too.
Do you want to give a prediction?
Yeah. Yeah, do I think she's going to win today?
Yes.
Nope.
Wow.
Oh. I'm kidding. You could do this. Yeah. You got this.
We're going to ask you 4 trivia questions. You just got to get 3 correct. And if you can do that, you are winning.
What tickets just? For the Nomad.
Oh.
What
am I winning?
Tickets for the Nomad.
Excuse me?
All right.
Tickets for the Nomad.
who now?
The Nomad.
I'm kidding.
Don Omar.
She just
Graham.
Said it kind of yeah. rapidly.
Yeah,
and like,
sorry,
you know.
Graham. Don Omar.
Thank you. Now I get it.
All right, Michelle, are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
All right, question number 1. What product uses the slogan sizzle, pork, and mmm in their recent commercials?
You know, sizzle pork and
Yeah. Think about those
sizzle,
words.
Sizzle pork and
She's saying
sizzle, pork
it.
And
she's saying it into ChatGPT, and ChatGPT's yeah. like No.
No, I'm not. Is it McDonald's?
Nope.
No. That would be spam.
Spam.
Sizzle,
pork, and
All the letters of spam right there spelled out. All right, question number 2. That's okay. You can miss one. Question number 2. Columbus is the capital city of what U.S. state?
Ohio.
Yep.
There you go.
That's so Ohio.
Yeah.
Yay.
Question number 3. About 85% of a camel's hump is made up of what? Camel's hump.
80% of what? A camel's hump. Oh,
yes.
Water.
Nope.
No, that's a myth.
That's what I would guess, too.
Yeah, that's a tricky one.
It's fat.
Yeah, it's just a whole bunch of fat in their hump.
Oh, I should have thought better. Okay, sorry.
Well, that was a tricky one. A lot of people assume that, yeah, it's packed full of water. It is not. It's just a whole bunch of fatty camel hump. All right, question number 4. Let's finish strong. In the names of Navy ships like the USS Missouri, what does the USS stand for?
Okay, let me think. United.
Mm-hmm. Comes after United.
United States ship. United States ship.
There it is.
That's what it is. Where did you work that one out? United States ship. Did you ladies know that one, Selena or Jess?
No.
I knew the first part.
Damn, you know what?
I probably could have figured it out, but I never really thought about it. Just USS.
I never really thought about it before either. I knew the first two were United States.
Nice. Michelle, you
oh no.
Still didn't win the game, though. You missed one too many. It's all good. We jinxed you. It is our fault. We jinxed you. But don't hang up.
Okay.
Awkward. Michelle, don't hang up. I'm going to put you on hold, and Jess is going to talk to you from the next room, okay?
All right.
Thank you. No problem. You too. Yeah, you too. Hang on, Michelle. Grammy, some shout
outs. Yeah, I got a couple DM slides here this morning. First one, good morning, Graham. Want to see if you could give a shout out to our son, Alonzo. He listens every day with us. It's his last week of third grade, and we are super proud of him. We know it's been a tough year, but you did it, bud. We love you so much. Love Mom and Jen. Yes, shout out to Alonzo of third grade. Done and done. Nice work.
Who gives a fart?
Oh, yeah, never mind. Another one here. Hey, Graham, I'd like to wish my lovely wife, Monica, a happy early birthday. We'll be at Yosemite tomorrow without signal, so I wanted to give her a shout out for being such an amazing mother to our four kids. She is an awesome
mommy
and wife. Love you, and that's from your husband Eddie. Yes, happy early birthday to Monica,
fun on your trip.
And I hope you guys have a great trip to Yosemite.
Yep.
Who gives a fart?
Is that all the shout outs today?
That's it.
Wow.
Yep. Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
So Drake just broke a major record. Oh my God. He just passed Michael Jackson for the most number one hits for a male solo act after his song Janis, STFU, debuted at number one this week. This marks Drake's 14th number one on the Hot 100, while Michael Jackson has a measly 13.
Dang.
Interesting.
Look at that. Yeah, they were tied for a while.
And Drake used to go after some pretty young.
Yeah, a lot in common. These
some young
two.
Ones, yeah.
Yes. Drake making more history on the charts, by the way. He currently has 42 entries on this week's Billboard Hot 100.
Dang.
Let that sink in. Almost half of the chart is Drake.
That's crazy.
This breaks Morgan Wallen's record of 37 from last year.
37?
Yeah. Dang. Also, with all of his new music, this now brings Drake's total count of Hot 100 entries to 400. This is throughout his entire career. He's had 400 songs on the Hot 100. Drake is also the first person to have albums hold the top three spots on the Billboard 200 simultaneously. He's got, Iceman's at number one. I think Maid of Honor number two, and then Habibti's at number three. Give me one second. I'm choking.
Oh no. Okay. What was it? I saw a bug. Okay, I saw a few bugs circling around your mouth. Was that one of them?
Ew,
fly
don't
in?
Say that.
Did one of them actually go in?
No.
Okay. Good.
So yeah, big things happening for Drake.
Drake.
Also, I have a couple of movie-related things. Did you guys know they're making a To Catch a Predator movie?
No.
So a new trailer, it's called Primetime. A new trailer for the movie Primetime just dropped. You can see some of it on our Instagram story. Robert Pattinson plays Chris Hansen at the height of the show. This is like mid-2000s. Jess, do you know about To Catch a Predator?
It sounds familiar, but I don't know if I've watched it. Or if I've, like, heard a lot about this story.
So, Chris Hansen hosted this show where they would pose as underage.
Oh, yes.
Like, teen boys and girls, and then meet up with whatever adult thought they were meeting up with this kid, and they would literally go catch these predators.
Yeah, what in the Michael Jackson?
See how this all ties in?
Uh-huh, I do.
That was not on purpose, by the way, people. So Primetime comes out this fall, and again, the trailer's on our Instagram story, but it's starring Robert Pattinson, looks really good. The other movie thing, earlier this week, we briefly talked about Obsession after it landed in the top three at the weekend box office, and look, I've heard this movie is so, so good. Some things I found really, really interesting. The director, 26 years old.
Wow.
Young as hell. They shot this movie in just 3 weeks.
Dang, that's quick.
Only cost $750,000. And so far,
that's pennies compared to.
And so far, has made 112 times its budget.
Dang.
I forgot what this one was about.
Quite the return on that one.
Yeah.
We ran out of time. One of our listeners left us a talkback about that movie when you first brought it up the other day in the box office totals for the weekend. And they said it's not good. Very predictable.
Ooh, really?
And, yeah.
Everyone I've heard, Everyone I know that's seen it said it was really, really good.
Interesting.
And really scary. So, Grammy, what do you have?
All right, so we talked a lot about those speed ticketing cameras when they first launched here in San Francisco. They're the ones that if you're going more than 11 miles an hour over the speed limit, you get sent a fine by mail, and the fines go up in tiers as you go more and more above the speed limit. San Francisco, the first city in California that implemented them after being approved, and they've issued a lot of tickets here. But then Oakland said, hold my steering wheel. We want in on this revenue stream. According to data from Oakland's Department of Transportation, from March 15th to April 25th of this year, a period of a little over a month, their cameras issued 82,000 tickets. Let's get our calculators out, people. Because the fines start at $50 for the lowest speeding tier. And let's just say that that's what everybody got. Let's just, for the sake of this argument, because they go up to $500 fines if you're going 100 miles an hour or whatever. Let's just say everybody got a $50 fine. That's 50 times 82,000, which equals $4.1 million
in
fines issued. Now, that doesn't mean fines collected to this point, but at some point, it will get collected if you ever want to renew your registration or whatever. And that's just in over a month. We're talking about a period of a month and 10 days, roughly, or whatever.
That is crazy.
That's you in the Bay Area. Collectively, we're out over $4 million. We know the total is way more than that because they've been operating more than just that period. They are still operating. You know, obviously they've been operating over the last month as well. By comparison, San Francisco, after the grace period, because remember there was a grace period, Oakland did the same thing. It would just send you a warning, right? Mm-hmm. And then once the grace period of 60 days was up, then they started issuing actual fines. Once the grace period was lifted here in San Francisco, 16,500 tickets issued. That's still a lot. We're like, whoa, these things are cranking out tickets. But 82,000 tickets issued in Oakland?
People don't know they're there, maybe?
There's a signs that say they're there, and there was the same grace period. You were getting warnings sent to you saying you're going to start getting a fine if you're speeding at this intersection. They say the top location for most tickets issued, a southbound 73rd Avenue, 2345 is the address there. 8,127 speeding tickets
issued
at that intersection there. And there are a couple other top performing locations as well. But what in the speeding is going on over in Oakland right now? 82,000 tickets? That's hella money. That is just, everything is already so expensive. People, you got to just slow down. Nobody can afford just handing out $50 every time you go through an intersection.
So what is the city going to do with all this money?
Dude.
Fix the potholes?
No. They're never going to do that. Selena, no. That's silly.
That was a joke.
No. They'll steal it.
All right, you guys.
What?
Well, I want to ask Jess, what do we do on Thursday?
Throw it in the back. Ladies' room.
No, ladies' room is 8:20.
Oh.
Throw it back. Throwback Thursday.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
What's up, JV crew? I just listened to your segment about the tickets. By my job in Oakland, off of Grand Avenue, there are no signs. Just FYI.
That's our buddy, Rubensito, and he's saying there's no signs, because Selena, you posed a question. After Oakland, we just reported, issued 82,000 speeding tickets over, like, a little over a one-month period. And you said, do people not know that they're there? They did not just see them? And I said, there's signs, and there was a grace period warning drivers. That's Rubensito saying that there's no sign by that location. There's supposed to be a sign, or there at least there was. The pictures I've seen, I'm looking at one right now, below the speed limit sign, it says photo enforced. So if you see that, you should know that at that intersection, there is a speed ticketing camera.
Slow down,
May not be at all of them, but 82,000 tickets, that's crazy.
All right. It's Wild 94.9. We are the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
Good morning, JV Show. The city's there from the nut. Drake's little thing really doesn't mean anything. He has no global impact the way Michael Jackson did, and he'll never be a performer like Michael Jackson. It's just that, and look at how he had to get another number one. He put out 3 albums. That's trash. Michael Jackson did it without social media. He did it without streaming. He did it without needing influencers to help him. So Drake's little accomplishments was like laughable.
Wow.
The shade.
Any response to that?
Well, let's look at the numbers first, okay? Because sure. we're comparing the two, because if you don't know, Drake just passed Michael Jackson for the most number one hits for a male solo act. He has a total of 14 now. Michael Jackson has 13, and they were tied for a really long time. Mm-hmm. Let's see what else here. Michael Jackson has 51 total song entries on the Billboard Hot 100. Throughout his career as a solo artist, Drake has 400.
Oh, dang.
Dang.
Michael Jackson had 6 songs simultaneously on the Billboard Hot 100, like, you know, all at one time on that chart. Wow, 6 songs. Drake has 42.
Jeez.
That is because Drake puts out more music, obviously. Yeah. Had it been one album, who knows how many would have charted at the same time. But you can't take away from my boy Drake.
Mm-hmm. Look,
as hard as he works, that's not his fault that Michael Jackson didn't have social media back then.
Yeah.
Because if there was social media, he would be on it.
Yeah. He would be using influencers, too. Everybody would.
He would have been using it to slide into kids' DMs.
Also, can I say one more thing?
Sure.
Also, you don't know Michael Jackson. You know what I mean? So it's like, I don't understand the constantly having to defend the guy. Like, you don't even know him.
Well, we got to preface this, by saying that Ceddie said is the Michael Jackson's number one stan of all time.
No, and I get it. And legend. I'm not taking away from what he did.
Right. And there are a lot of people that will agree with Ceddie said that he's the greatest, you know, artist that ever lived. I will agree with Ceddie said it is sort of comparing apples to oranges because the way that they track stuff for Billboard now is totally different than, you know, before Michael Jackson said you had to actually sell an album. Somebody had to walk into a store, plunk down their hard-earned money, and then purchase a physical copy, whether that had been on a cassette tape or a vinyl or a CD or whatever. They had to buy the thing.
Yeah.
And now you're accumulating totals based on streams and stuff like that where people aren't, I can go stream the song and he's getting credit for it and I didn't plunk down any money for that or whatever. So the way they track stuff, totally different. But I would argue that almost benefited Michael Jackson in that in today's world, everybody's interests, if you think about anything from music to TV shows that you stream, everybody's attention is so fragmented. Everybody's, I've been watching this series on TikTok. No, you haven't heard about this thing on Netflix over here. I watched this. There's no consensus now about what is the thing to watch. It's very rare. And the same applies to music. Back then, Michael Jackson, he's getting airplay everywhere and he's getting coverage on what few media outlets we had. TV, a newspaper,
not
radio.
MTV, if you saw the movie, apparently.
That was it. but you know what I mean? It was like the focus was solely on him, you know, and other, like, the big names. And now it's like people are listening to groups I've never even heard of, and everybody's...
Yeah. There's so much more competition.
And because of social media and the digital landscape, that everybody is in sort of their own fragmented bubble. Genre of this is what I listen to. So it all, in my mind, it's almost harder to crack through nowadays and be a consensus top, you know,
that's
artist.
That's a great point.
Something like that. So it is apples to oranges.
But what about what he said, that Drake has no global impact?
That I disagree with, because he is definitely a huge, massive global celebrity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So take that.
It's an interesting discussion.
We love you. Thank you for that talk back.
Hey, yeah, so take that.
Really quick, go to JB Morning Show. I had Jess post this video of a humanoid robot, because I saw this post yesterday. This is from a company called 1X Technologies, and they are, according to this, officially scheduled to start shipping their humanoid robots. I guess they're called Neos, later this year.
Hang on, going now.
And this is a robot that will help you around the house, open doors for you, fold your clothes, grab things for you, I guess turn on your coffee maker, just like little things like that. And you can actually reserve one for just a $200 deposit. How much does it cost total? That I don't know, so don't ask. But what do you guys think about this? I feel like it's happening so fast. I wasn't ready for this.
AI, from where AI was a year ago to where it'll be a year from now, and robotics and stuff, it's going exponential, and it's crazy. And there was a time, and I think there's still a lot of people that are like, well, AI is not going to take my job. I do some sort of manual labor or whatever it may be. Why, AI can't do that. And it seemed like there was a segment of jobs that were going to be protected, right? And now all these robots just said, hold my beer, because they are now. And look, we're at the, again, early on in this, watch where they'll be a year from now and 10 years from now, where they will be able to do all the things. I was listening to this podcast about a guy that's got a tire changing robot and used to think, oh, guys that change tires in a mechanic shop, like, that's a job. AI ain't taking my job. Yeah, except hold my beer. They have a tire changing robot that can do it 3 times faster than a human and does everything, balances the tire, puts it on, changes the tire, everything. And it's 3 times faster. So there's a lot of this that these robots are like, wow, that's cool. And used to think, yeah, my job's future proof.
I don't even think this is cool. I'm watching the video. I don't even think it's cool. I think it's creepy.
Like, I do too. Like, I mean, I think this is a little bit creepy.
I wake up in the middle of the night and I already think I see somebody standing there and it's just like a shadow from, I don't know, like a coat I have hanging. And now there's going to be actually somebody standing there.
But imagine in, you know, however many X number of years, and it's in the very near future that this thing is cooking you delicious, gourmet, healthy meals that taste fantastic. It's doing all the dishes for you afterwards.
Helping the kids.
Selena, it's walking your dog.
I would love that, but I just,
Your car is driving your kids
to school. I don't want it like sleeping in my house.
It's not sleeping. He's learning.
Yeah.
That's creepy.
He's working
he's
and
downloading.
Cleaning.
And I'd be like, then I would say, like, well, maybe you can just, like, sleep outside or somewhere. But
that's
then,
fine. You could get a little robot doghouse. He'll be updating
his
software.
But then
out
when
there.
It gets smart enough to be like, hey, I don't want to be in this doghouse.
Oh.
And then it turns on me.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, he's got your spot in the bed next to your man.
And I'm in the doghouse.
And you're sleeping out back. I'm just saying, this whole thing is advancing. Like you said, it's advancing
it's
very
fast.
Rapidly. And again, watch where we are 1 year from now, 2 years from now,
I know.
5 years from
like
now.
Like this being available this year does not, it doesn't, it seems too soon.
Yeah.
Way too soon. I'm scared. But also, I mean, having somebody in the house doing everything for you, that sounds kind of nice.
It does.
So.
But it's also creepy.
Yeah. So creepy. All right, you can check that video out. JV Morning Show.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Just wanted to say if this robot thing turns out to be cheaper than a nanny and or a maid, I'm down for it. If they can clean my house while I'm at work for 40 hours a week and I can come home and just not have to deal with anything and my weekends are my weekends, I'm down for it, but a little creepy that, what would he do when he's not working? Great question.
That's the only thing.
Probably
like, of course, I would love the extra help.
Probably be on the computer watching porn like other guys do.
Ew.
Ew, no.
It's a robot. It's robot stuff it'll be watching. It's not going to be like normal. Get your mind out of the gutter, you weirdos. You're going to be watching like
a bunch of like code and stuff.
Yeah, it's like a bunch of zeros and ones and like megabytes and stuff like that. But imagine that. I mean, as creepy as it is, imagine that you come home to a sparkling clean house every day and this thing does the windows and everything every day.
But I just want my robot looking just like friendly
Oh, they'll be able to put a skin on it and make it look
lady. I want mine to look like Ellen DeGeneres. She just has like the friendliest face.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Man. If I can't imagine coming down a dark hallway in the morning and Ellen's just standing there. I freak out.
You want Ellen in your house? That's weirder than a robot.
I mean, before we knew about all like the toxic like work environment she was making for people, she was like the nicest person ever.
She has like those crazy eyes.
Yeah, I'm out on the Ellen robot. On the Ellen robot. I'll take a hot one.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We were just talking about these robots that are supposed to be available for purchase and delivery later this year. You can check it out, JV Morning Show, on our Instagram story.
I don't like the idea of having a robot, but if I had a robot, I would want it to look like Michael Jackson or Drake.
What is wrong with you?
Hide your kids. That would be terrifying. I don't want a robot to look like either of them.
Thank
I don't
you.
Need them tucking my kids in at night.
All right, guys. Everything. Let's forget I said that. Something we do on Thursdays.
Where's my jewelry? I'll be back real soon. Can we talk?
Bro.
What?
A new survey revealed that 1 in 3 adults believe they settled for their current romantic partner.
Ouch.
Imagine that. They surveyed 4,000 people. 33% of respondents said that they felt like they compromised their standards when choosing or staying with a partner.
Man, that's a very large percentage.
Yes.
Also, could you imagine finding out your partner checked the yes box on that?
Know.
Do you think you settled? I could never get over that.
That would crush my heart.
Crushing. Soul crushing.
And then 28% of people surveyed believe their partner settled for them.
Oh,
isn't that so sad?
That cue the sad music.
Now, I do want to ask.
What is happening?
I do want to ask.
Yeah.
Well, we're all in relationships here. Right. Not with each other. Not with each other. Right. Separate relationships. There's three different ones going on here. Jess, you go first. Who do you think settled more in your relationship? Not to say that one of you guys like really compromised your standards, but someone gave a little more leniency to the other person.
That's really hard. I think he's very good looking. So I'll say him.
And it doesn't have to be just a looks
thing. Yeah, it's not a looks. It could be anything.
Well, I think with everything else, we complement each other very well. But I'll say, I guess if I have to pick, I'll say him because he's very good looking and I need a little bit of makeup and a little bit of things to, you know, umph myself up.
Okay.
So, I'll pick him, I guess.
Graham?
Oh, my wife did for sure settle.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing.
Yeah, she did. Yeah. I think at the time when we first started dating, and she'd be the first to tell you that, not like settled in the soul crushing way, but I was bartending at the time in the city, and I don't think she envisioned herself like dating someone that was bartending and kind of out late at nights and stuff like that. And so I think she compromised. I think that was let's not say settled, let's say compromised on that aspect of my life. I think that didn't sit well with her.
Mine's kind of similar. Like in my relationship, I would have to say that I think my husband probably settled more. And that aspect, because he is very ambitious. He's a go-getter. Mm-hmm. And I'm more of like, we don't really have to do that. Like, we can just watch this new show that came out on Netflix.
Right.
And he's like, no, I have goals I have to meet, and I have to work on this, and I want to do that. And I'm like, but why? You know, so I think that kind of bugs him sometimes.
But in scenarios like that, I don't even see it as like a settling, quote, settling, like, scenario. Because I feel like
he would like somebody that's like equally as ambitious as him.
But maybe he has helped you be more ambitious, and which I think is a good thing.
He has, and I'm teaching him to just like relax a little bit sometimes. Right. So every relationship is a give and take.
Yeah, and it's a balance thing. Maybe you're providing that balance that he needs in his life. If he was with someone that was ultra driven like him, they'd butt heads and burn out. You know, like it wouldn't work. So there is a compliment to that. It does make when somebody actually in a survey in 30% of people are. You know, one third of all people are saying that they've settled in their relationship. And that means everybody listening, someone in your relationship thinks that they've settled. That number is way too high. You should never, you should never be in a relationship or marriage or whatever where you feel like you've settled. You should always feel like you're dating up, like you've won this thing. Like, oh my God, what a prize.
Women were more likely than men to believe they settled. That was 35% versus 31. Yeah.
Interesting. I could see that.
Yeah.
Putting up with all this obnoxious behavior
that
his guys do.
All the BS that comes with them. Yeah. All right. Next, we are going to continue this meeting in the ladies' room.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Back to our meeting in the ladies' room. I was just telling you about this survey that I found that showed that 1 in 3 adults admitted to settling for their current romantic partner.
Oh.
That is 33%. And then 28% believe their partner settled for them.
Ouch.
Hey, JV Show. It's Antoinette from San Jose. Oh my God, listening to meeting in the ladies' room about settling. Well, I'm now 41, look like 23, and I said I refuse to settle. And P.S., I'm single, like a Pringle. And I am quite a catch. Have a good day, so I believe it. People settle.
People do settle.
People definitely do settle. But you can also have, and I don't know if she does, you can also have ridiculously high standards where your standards are so high that nobody is going to meet those standards. And then you feel like you're settling if someone doesn't check every single box.
Isn't it okay to settle on like certain qualities or characteristics?
I think so.
Not every person is perfect.
Well, I mean,
you know what I mean?
Me excluded. But other than that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean.
But some ladies, they'll settle on like height. Like, yeah, I wanted someone who was 6'2 and above, but I met this great person and he's 5'11. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's not what I wanted, but that's something that I'm willing to settle on.
I think there are certain things like that that you have to be. You have to end up being flexible on because if you match with somebody and you're that's your person, you know, maybe they don't check every exact box and you might end up being single as a Pringle.
Mm-hmm. But it sounds like she's enjoying singledom, so don't settle.
Right.
It'd be nice if everybody could date up, but then you just have this leftover pile of losers that had nobody. Can't win them all, sis.
Okay, I disagree with that statement because I said you always want to date up, right? You want to feel like the person that you are with is like you're not settling. You're doing the opposite. You
right.
dated up. You've landed somebody that is better than you. And that doesn't leave a leftover pile of losers at the bottom because it's all subjective. Someone that's slightly less okay. of a loser than you at the loserdom, you've now dated up.
True. But aren't there some people who will purposely date down a little so they are the better one in the relationship so they know that they are always...
Oh.
Like, they have the upper hand. They're the ones that are loved more. They're the ones that are adored.
Do people do that? That's sad, if so, if your ego needs to be stroked
but
that badly that you would sacrifice
right.
your own happiness to date somebody that's beneath you just so you got more shine. That is, mm-hmm.
I don't
is
think,
sad.
I don't think it really, I mean, they might be happy, but maybe that person, maybe that person feels like they are the better looking. They're just more successful. They're funnier.
But if that's what they're looking for, then are they settling?
Yes.
I don't think so,
true.
Right?
Well, I don't know. That's I hope nobody's doing that. But also, when I say you should always feel like you're dating up, again, it is subjective. And you want, I hope my wife thinks that she's dating, you know, that
right.
she dated up to land me. And I know that I dated up to land her. I hope that she does because I feel like that's the mindset. Whether or not mm-hmm. outsiders looking in would be like, whoa, she really settled. You know what I mean? Your mindset, if it's your person that you want to be in a successful relationship, you shouldn't be looking at them like, ugh, yeah, whatever. They're this, and this, all these negative things about them and why you've settled to be
right.
with them. It's the mindset. You want
it's
to be thinking they should be up on a pedestal. You want to think that you've mm-hmm. landed somebody out of your league.
And it's you want to show them off. And
right.
You know.
Right. But I do think I think there's some people who settle on purpose, which again, I don't think
right.
that qualifies as settling if that's what they wanted out of the relationship. Because some people do just like seek control, and that's sad to say, but it happens.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So they want someone they can control.
That sounds miserable.
Sounds
yeah.
toxic, but it happens.
Right.
All right. Where did the time go? Are we out of time in our meeting in the ladies' room? We do have to get to today's Hottest Trending coming up next. Can we talk a little bit about Spencer Pratt's mayoral run?
Sure.
Yeah. He just did a major interview for Variety and some pretty interesting things that I'd like to talk about coming up next.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
Can we talk a little bit about Spencer Pratt and his run for LA mayor?
Sure. Mm-hmm.
So he did this huge interview. I think I said it was with Variety earlier.
Yeah.
I think it was Vanity Fair. To be honest,
same.
I still don't know which one. It was one of those.
Yeah. Same thing.
One of those V words. Whoa, watch
careful.
Your mouth. Well, because Spencer is a registered Republican, a lot of people were getting like Trump vibes from him. And
mm-hmm.
so he took this interview to try to distance himself from all of that, saying that he supports trans rights. He doesn't agree with ICE raids. In fact, Spencer Pratt loves Mexicans.
Oh.
He said
in this interview, he said, I love Mexican people.
Got it.
He said, I've eaten more Mexican food than any white person in L.A. I ate Mexican food 3 meals a day for literally maybe 10 years.
Oh my God.
Okay.
Which is probably true.
Okay.
Spencerine Pratinez even has tacos named after him at his favorite Mexican restaurant. That's his Mexican name. I gave it to him.
Oh, okay. I was going to say,
yeah,
you're confused there. What was it again?
Spencerine Pratinez.
Okay. I like it. Does sound like a menu item.
Yeah, he has tacos named after him as his favorite Mexican restaurant. So don't lump him in with those other people. I thought this next part was pretty interesting. So he also acknowledges that when he announced that he was running for mayor, a lot of people didn't take him serious. I think we were some of those people.
Yep.
Still don't.
Well,
yeah,
he said in this interview, he said, you want proof that this is for real? He had to demonetize his social media accounts when he declared his run. He said that when he announced, he lost a $75,000 energy drink TikTok campaign.
Dang.
He was going to make $75,000 for 3 posts about an energy drink, but he wouldn't disclose the company that hired him.
Yeah, I mean, he's, I think, done all right. I mean, he's staying at the Beverly Hill hotel, right?
Right, yep. He's doing fine
this whole time,
now.
I think he's doing all right, even without that. One energy drink.
Imagine making that much money off of a social post.
That'd be nice.
And then when you get to like Kardashian territory, it's like millions for one post.
Dude.
Yeah. I mean, I, like, we laughed when he first entered the race, and even his own sister, I think she's changed her tune a little bit, ripped on him, like, this guy cannot be the mayor. Like, he has no experience. And he doesn't. I mean, doesn't necessarily mean you can't be successful in politics, but there is an element of that, like, in you need to have some knowledge base. And it is nice when somebody has dedicated their life to politics ahead of time, not these old corrupt politicians by any means, but somebody that's served on school boards and city councils and stuff, and, you know, had a campaign in local elections before, and get out there and meet all the voters and get to know the community and their needs and things like that. I mean, he's campaigning largely on one issue, that his house burned down, and the mismanagement of the fires, and then the rebuilding process since then. And look, there are a lot of voters that, and we've seen it in the presidential elections, that find it refreshing to have a candidate that has not been a part of big politics for years and years. Whether or not he's going to win this race, I don't think he's going to. Mm-hmm. But again, we also didn't think other people in larger elections had a shot to win. So at this point, like, I really don't know. I don't think, I mean, I've said before on the show that I didn't think he's going to win. I still don't think he's going to, but he's getting a much, much, much bigger share than I ever would have thought he's going to get. He's going to get a big chunk of the vote.
Really quick, Savannah Guthrie not giving up on finding her mom. So even though the sheriff's department has scaled back their efforts, if you haven't noticed, that's why we haven't been hearing about anything. It's because they're not looking. Well, according to sources, Savannah hasn't given up. She's just no longer relying on law enforcement because they weren't doing anything anyways. But she does have a team of private detectives, former federal agents, security specialists, and they are working around the clock to try to hunt down leads and figure out what happened to Nancy Guthrie. Savannah is paying probably a lot of money to have this done, but they're saying she's paying whatever it takes to keep the search active.
I think anybody would.
I think you're right. Yeah. Isn't it crazy? Like, someone goes missing, they're never found, and then the world just keeps going.
Yep.
Oh, that's so sad.
I know. And then Savannah's like, wait, what about my mom? And the sheriffs are like, well, we just don't have time for that anymore.
And they sadly also have new missing person cases they have to investigate, and new crimes and things like that. And yeah, the case goes cold and it gets kind of pushed to the side.
Nice. So hopefully her efforts does lead to something. Grammy, what do you have?
All right. If you've ever had a crappy day at one of our Bay Area beaches, it might be because there's actually a lot of crap in the water at some of them. Pacifica's Linda Mar Beach is one of those places. Everyone knows the world-famous Taco Bell that sits perched above it, but Linda Mar Beach routinely gets named in the Surfrider Foundation's list of dirtiest beaches in California. They say that last year, multiple water samples collected there tested for high levels of fecal bacteria. And when they did some further testing of the human variety. But where is it coming from? We all use the ocean as our bathroom for number ones, but not number twos.
Nope.
We have standards, right, people? Mm. Well, the Surfrider Foundation set out to try to figure it out, and they believe it's all coming from old leaking sewer pipes and homes leaking sewer laterals that are all getting into stormwater runoff. Then they wash down into the San Pedro Creek that empties into the ocean right by that beach. The Surfrider Foundation says that if you want to surf or swim at Linda Mar Beach, do it north of the Taco Bell, away from the mouth of the creek there. They say if it has rained, which it is now, stay out of the water for 72 hours because that's when everything is getting flushed down into the ocean. And they say do not allow your kids to play in that creek because it's very
stinky.
Gross.
And people are just trying to eat their Taco Bell.
Yeah.
At, like, the most beautiful Taco Bell location that ever existed.
And you have no idea
that's so disgusting.
The water below you over
that
picturesque view.
You think it's because of the Taco Bell? People walk out of there like, oh,
they don't make it?
It could be. It's just all the toilets being flushed at that Taco Bell.
Oh, no.
Uh-huh.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Happy Throwback Thursday.
Yeah.
A couple of talkbacks.
Good morning, JV Show. So the poopy water at Linda Mar. One time I went on a hike at Maury Point. So basically, if you're facing Linda Mar Beach and the beautiful Taco Bell, to the right, there's a place called Maury Point, and there's a hiking trail, and it overlooks the water, and I looked into the water, and you could see that all of the water from the wastewater treatment plant dumps into the ocean there, and the current takes it towards Linda Mar, so that's where all the poop's coming from.
Ew.
No.
That is
well,
so gross.
That's what it would appear where it's coming from. According to the Surfrider Foundation, they've traced it back to the
Taco
creek
Bell.
That empties there, possibly from the Taco Bell. But it's old sewer pipes and stuff like that. In theory, a wastewater treatment plant's water should be free of all the fecal bacteria that comes out because they are treating the water for that. They would be in huge trouble with environmental agencies if they were dumping straight number two water into the ocean.
Well, someone's to blame.
Right.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Nancy. I have a question for Jess, not to put you on blast, but I was in Vegas last week, so I'm not going to lie. I have not podcasted yet and caught up. Did I miss the picture of your gray hair? You guys are going to post that on Instagram, and I didn't see it. So did that happen? Can we repost? All right. Love you guys.
Ooh, great. How did we forget about that?
I forgot about that.
Jess let us know that she discovered her very first gray hair a couple weeks ago, and we're like, well, let's find it. Let's post it. And then we didn't find it or post it. We were doing a disservice to our listeners, and you agreed that you would post it.
Yeah, but I think that time has come and gone now, you guys. And I think
What do you mean? There's a statute of limitations on the gray hair?
Yeah, there is. And I think what I'm going to say now is, like, if you want to see my gray hair, mm-hmm. you're more than welcome to. Today, 4 to 6 p.m.
Oh,
I think it's
going to
be an exclusive meet and greet with my gray hair.
With the gray hair.
Yeah.
And where can people
exclusive
do that?
Look. 4 to 6 p.m. today, Carrington College, San Leandro. I'll be there. Yes, the gray hair will be there as well.
Will the gray hair be signing autographs?
No.
It can sign chug mugs.
Yeah.
Oh, like, can you put some marker on the gray hair and then have it like...
You dip it in the ink.
Yes,
and
then sign people's chug mugs.
Scribble it around on the chug mug.
Yeah.
All right. Well, if you do want to go see Jess and get yourself a chug mug, Carrington College, San Leandro,
4 to 6 p.m. today.
To 6.
Love I'll be there. That.
Nice job.
Today is National Hamburger Day.
Woo!
Not cheeseburger.
Okay.
National Hamburger Day.
You don't like cheeseburgers, Selena.
No.
You're the...
And cheeseburgers, they got their own day. National Cheeseburger Day is September 18th, okay? Let hamburgers have their shine today. Quit hating, you guys, but there's going to be a lot of freebies out today. Just a heads up, Burger King, they're going to be giving away a free burger with any purchase of $3 or more.
Okay.
And no cheese comes on that. Just a burger.
Free hamburger.
Got it.
Yes. Buffalo Wild Wings, which... stick to wings, okay?
Yeah, stay in your lane, bro.
What are you doing? But you can get a free burger with a purchase of $15 or more. Carl's Jr. is giving out a famous star. Get one for 1 cent when you buy one.
Oh.
J-Bo's. Does anyone call it J-Bo's?
No, J-Box.
J-Box. Someone called it J-Bo's one time, and it's just stuck with me.
I don't
actually call it that. But you can get a free Jumbo Jack, a free Junior Jumbo Jack with a purchase of $1 or more. And, of course, all of these through the app.
The straight hamburger.
I hate that. Go ahead.
Like, Jess, when's the last time you got a hamburger that didn't have a slice of cheese on it?
Never.
Like, I couldn't even tell you when that happened.
It needs everything.
It does. So, like.
Unless you're a five-year-old or Selena, you don't get the cheese.
It's too cheesy. Last week, I went to In-N-Out and I ordered my usual double-double animal style. I forgot to say no cheese.
Well, then it's not really a double-double.
Then it's just a double. Whatever. There was cheese on it, and I had to eat it.
And?
They couldn't let it go to waste. It was too cheesy.
Oh, my God.
It makes it better.
That's what most people describe as a good thing. Oh, the pizza's hella cheesy. Mm-hmm.
But there's also such a thing as too cheesy.
Yeah, but the In-N-Out burger ain't that.
It was that.
They're cheesy.
Have you been this?
That's just my truth.
Your whole life?
Never liked cheeseburgers.
Mm, okay.
It's weird.
Why are you guys acting like it's a flaw? Like, I just can't have a preference?
It's giving psychopath meaning.
Well, why? There's things that you guys don't like.
But cheese, everybody
Not
likes
much.
Cheese.
Not really.
Well, I pretty much eat everything, all the foods.
Whatever.
I'm here for it.
Happy National Hamburger Day, everyone. Oh, you wanted to talk about parenting hacks?
Yeah, I want to talk about The Breadwinner, you guys, because Nate Bargatze's new movie comes out tomorrow. He is my absolute favorite stand-up comedian. Go watch any of his specials if you've never seen him before. He is so, so funny. He's got a very funny movie, again, called The Breadwinner. It comes out tomorrow. It's fun for the entire family because it is rated PG. And in it, struggling dad alert. He's in his dad era, and he is struggling while his wife is away on a business trip, and we want to hear your best parenting hacks. So whip out your talkback mic on the iHeartRadio app, hit that button, leave us a talkback with your best parenting hack or tip or trick, anything it might be. The first 100 entries get a $10 Fandango gift code, by the way, and then you're also entered to win a $1,000 grand prize and tickets for your entire family to go see the movie. So leave us a talkback now.
All right, and good luck, everyone. But you said I can't do that?
You are not eligible, I'm sorry.
Dang it.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Quality for Nine, the Bay's number one hit music station. The JV Show, I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
All right, in honor of Nate Bargatze's new movie, The Breadwinner, which comes out tomorrow, by the way, and looks hilarious, we're playing some of your best parenting hacks. Because if you've seen previews for this, you know that Nate's character in this movie can use all the dad advice, dad hacks, dad parenting tips, whatever that he can get.
My parenting hack is I recently learned how to do sleep hypnosis. My daughter was taking hours to fall asleep at night. She's four, so she has this daytime nap at preschool, and so it kind of messes things up at night. But I've learned how to sleep hypnotize her, and now by the count of 10, she will fall asleep, which is pretty cool. So there you go.
Are you being for real right now?
My mind is blown right now.
Wait, I need that for me.
Kids,
I need that for the kids.
Hypnosis. Selena, didn't you used to do a version of this where you used to just put a bunch of melatonin in,
right. like in a cereal bowl and put some milk? Yeah, here. Cereal for dinner.
Your daughter would eat it. And then she was just out after that, right, even before you counted to 10. If that's real, is she being serious on that?
I don't know. Oh my God, I have to look that up. I need to look into this.
What an amazing skill, because all of us parents have spent hours trying to get kids to fall back asleep or go to sleep,
it's
whatever it may be.
Worst.
And you try everything under the sun when they're little. You're rocking them. You're walking around the house with them. You're driving them around in the car because the car will put them to sleep. And then you try to transfer them back into their anything. And she just counts to 10.
Oh, blows my mind. God.
All right. Just for leaving a talkback like that one, you're entered to win a $1,000 grand prize and tickets for you and your whole family to see the movie. Again, that movie is called The Breadwinner, starring Nate Bargatze, who is absolutely my favorite stand-up comic in the game. It's in theaters exclusively tomorrow. Again, bring the entire family because it is rated PG. It looks hilarious.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.